You are listening a podcast from the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization.
On the occasion of International Women's Day, we at the World Stroke Academy want to celebrate the achievements and careers of women in stroke and highlight female leadership. We interviewed outstanding women who were nominated by WSO board members for their important contributions to the field of stroke.
This is the first episode of the hashtag Women in Stroke Initiative podcast.
Hi, my name is Alina Schwarz. I'm the executive manager of the World Stroke Academy, the official educational platform of the World Stroke Organization. And I'm here today with Professor Anita Arsovska. Hi, Anita.
Hi, Alina. I'm very happy to talk to you today.
Dr. Anita Arsovska is Head of Department for Urgent Neurology at the University Clinic of Neurology and Professor of Neurology at the University St. Cyril and Methodius, Faculty of Medicine in Skopje, North Macedonia. Professor Arsovska is full member of European Academy of Neurology, Fellow of the European Stroke Organization and Board Member of the World Stroke Organization. She's the current Vice President of Stroke Alliance for Europe and Associate Commissioning Editor of the World Stroke Academy. Professor Arsovska participated in the Stroke Action Plan for Europe as a member of the Acute Stroke Management Working Group. She is very active in promoting stroke prevention and raising stroke awareness, organizing many public campaigns, scientific meetings, and supporting European and World Stroke Day. Hi again, Anita. So first of all, congratulations on your nominations from the WSO board members. It's very good to have you here with me today.
Thank you so much, Alina. It is a great honor for me to be selected among so many extraordinary female stroke researchers in the world.
So let's start with the first question then. What are your main fields of interest in stroke medicine and research?
Stroke medicine is an energetic discipline. As a head of the Department for Urgent Neurology, it is my ambition to implement new hyperacute treatments and manage acute stroke patients at the highest level by a multidisciplinary team. I was a member of the Acute Stroke Management Working Group in the Stroke Action Plan for Europe 2018-2030. And now, together with my co-workers and colleagues, we have founded the Macedonian Stroke Association in order to be able to implement the overarching targets in North Macedonia for 2030. Besides the acute treatment, I'm also interested in stroke prevention and especially in the life after stroke period, a neglected domain in many countries across Europe. Serving as a Stroke Alliance for Europe Vice President gives me a unique opportunity to commit to the needs and rights of stroke survivors and their caregivers and reduce the overall burden of stroke. Together with my colleague Maya, in 2014, we have founded and established the Macedonian Organization for a Fight Against Stroke, which is a stroke support organization, is a member of SAFE, also member of WSO. And since then, together with colleagues from other centers, we have managed to organize many public activities for raising stroke awareness. SAFE, in partnership with ESO, has developed ESOFT, which is a great and useful online learning tool designed to help anyone interested in setting up or developing a stroke support organization.
This sounds fantastic. Thank you for giving us this insight in your work. It sounds like you have a lot going on. So could you maybe just tell us which projects are you currently involved with?
I am involved in the ESOIST initiative, which is the first comprehensive program of improving stroke care in Eastern European countries, aiming to harmonize stroke care among all countries in Europe. It closely collaborates with the Angels Initiative, which is helping us to increase the number of patients in stroke-ready hospitals and to optimize the treatment quality for every stroke patient. We use the Rescue Registry, an initiative of the ESO-IS project, a very useful tool for monitoring and evaluation of healthcare quality, providing insight into specific gaps that need to be improved in our stroke care system. And, of course, my latest engagement and involvement with the World Stroke Academy, the educational platform of the World Stroke Organization, and I got an exceptional opportunity to collaborate and communicate with wonderful stroke researchers from all around the world. And I'm very happy to be part of the WSA team led by our editor-in-chief, Professor Gustavo Sapochnik from Canada, managed and coordinated by you very successfully, Alina Schwartz from Austria, thank you so much, and with the help of Rodrigo Guerrero from Chile, our social media leader, and Florencia Casagrande from Argentina, our communication specialist.
I can only agree with your last point. It's been a real pleasure to work with you. I think the last 6 months have been very exciting and there's a real buzz about the WSA, which is great to see. So now I'd like to move on to another question. What advice do you have for your mentees?
Well, I advise them to be persistent, positive, and never to give up, because success will eventually come. Also, to have respect for colleagues and the patients. Always to provide the best stroke care that they can. The mentor should provide guidance and advice in order to equip the mentee with knowledge and skills and show how to develop appropriate expertise. Stroke medicine means team and interdisciplinary work. Mentors are always busy, but should still find time to share their knowledge and experience and render help whenever it is necessary. And the mentee on the other side should have patience and empathy and be curious to solve different clinical challenges. Because successful mentee means successful mentor and vice versa.
And would you tell us about your planned future projects?
Together with my colleague Diria Uludus from Turkey, we are finalizing the chapters for the book Rare Causes of Stroke. This book provides detailed practical, clinical, and contemporary overview of rare causes of stroke. Through case reports, renowned authors from all around the world describe concise and comprehensive approach of the diagnosis and treatment of rare causes of stroke, starting from vasculitis, hypercoagulable states, hereditary and genetic factors, rare causes of cardioembolism, vasospastic conditions, vasculopathies, venous occlusive conditions to bone disorders, and Eagle syndrome. So we have come up with practical clues and algorithms through case presentations. This book is user-friendly, useful, and concise guide that will help the clinician to establish an accurate diagnosis through detailed evaluation of such patients. It will also lead to improved risk assessment and family counseling, as well as increased awareness of rare causes of stroke.
Thank you for sharing this. Sounds great. And finally, what's your vision?
My vision would be life without stroke. Through prevention, treatment, and long-term care, we can decrease the burden of stroke in each country. Stroke has negative impact on the family and on society. So it is not only a health, but also social and economic problem as well. Our Stroke Association represents the voice of stroke, and we aim our focus on raising awareness of all aspects of stroke, development of adequate strategy to decrease mortality from stroke, and improve quality of life after stroke, that we can achieve with continuous professional education, collaboration with other stroke societies, supporting regional activities and scientific meetings. Support from the authorities is crucial because strategies need mutual effort and collaboration.
Thank you, Anita. It was wonderful to have you, and I'm looking forward to another great year of collaboration.
Thank you, Alina. It's been a pleasure.